Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Life gets a lot easier once you start using Shipt same-day delivery. With Shipt, order from your fave national and local stores handled by shoppers who are detail-oriented and reliable. While they hand-select everything on your list, you get peace of mind and time back for anything. An extra cup of coffee, an extra hour to work out, an extra moment in your day to enjoy your way. Sound nice? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety, even on a Monday. You guys, Christmas is right around the corner. I mean.
Too fast.
It was a fast holiday season. I feel like Halloween was yesterday.
I'm just still washing some of that red out of my hair.
From Halloween.
From Halloween.
Right.
Oh. When you were Lindsay Lohan.
One shampoo. Yeah, right.
It was cute though, actually. It got kind of pink.
I did like it, actually. Yeah, I wish I had more nerve to have colored hair.
I know. Me too. Like now that my hair has a lot of white in it, I was thinking like I could go, you know, fuchsia or something and just let it fade out. But then there I am stuck with it, pink hair, old lady.
At the grocery store, stealing from the self-checkout.
I know. Invisibility. Believe. Cartelligent is our sponsor for this hour. We're about to use this. I'm so excited. We've had the same, John's had the same truck for however long, since 08. And that thing is great.
You know, it's funny.
We're trading it in. Does anyone want to buy it? They'll handle your trade. They'll do it all.
We're talking about cars, and I actually mentioned the car that I'm driving, and Pat goes, that's the car you should get, and starts trying to sell John on the Ford Mach-E, which he's using a completely different system than the one that I use to get it from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. But I'm like, Pat, he's all about electric cars to the extent that I thought they were going to have a fight.
Did you know that Pat actually makes electric cars?
No.
He takes VW bodies and empties them out and makes them electric cars. They drive around. They call it the Mill Valley Lightning Bug. And he drives around. And it's so funny because you know how like the old VW bugs had that sound?
Yeah.
They were so recognizable. They just had this certain engine sound. And his is silent. It's really fun. It's fun to drive
it. His hobby. He's not doing that for a living.
He does electric bikes. He makes electric cars. It's crazy. Well, I mean, it looks like a mad scientist in the back. I'm not talking about sleek and, you know.
Him and John were getting into it, and I went, this sounds like a couple's fight that I, you know, stumbled into.
That's Pat. Pat likes to, you know what you should do, yeah.
He's a contrarian.
He is just a contrarian. You're even trying to agree with him sometimes, and you're in a fight with him.
Yeah.
No, Pat is great, though, and I will say that in the future, I mean, I plan to keep my little car only gets about 70 miles on its on a full charge now. I mean, it's over 10 years old. And if I ever have to replace it, I want one of your car. I love your car. I think it's a beautiful car. And actually, you can use Cartelligent for that. Opt out of the traditional car buying and leasing process. Have the industry insider at Cartelligent handle everything. Car buying solved. Cartelligent.com is a good place to start with that. But they're super nice people. We met them. He's the owner of the company is just telling us how this was his idea, his baby, and it's a really
he's
cool
a car
service.
Guy.
He is,
and it came across. I have a family of car guys, and I'm very familiar with car guys.
So you know the signs. Oh, that guy's a car guy.
That's a car guy, and he built a business based on his love of cars.
Right.
I think it's cool.
Well, and it just makes it so much easier. Like, there's nothing worse than spending your whole day at a dealership. It just isn't. There's not. Oh, let me go talk to my man. No, don't. Let Cartelligent handle it for you. Miley Cyrus. A couple things about Miley. She recently announced that she is engaged to Max Morando or something along those lines.
You know, I'm a fan of Miley's.
Me too. Surprisingly, because I was like not a fan for a while.
And I didn't even know her early stuff. Yeah, I don't know that at all. But I'd become a fan and... There was a point along the way here where I started to go, okay, Miley, get over the Liam thing already, would you? Like, each song is another dig at him or another. Meanwhile, she's been with this new guy.
4 years.
And I don't, this is, how'd she keep this guy so quiet?
I know.
That nobody knew.
I mean, there must have been people who, it must have been talked about because they're not saying surprise. She had a boyfriend all this time. There does seem to be information about him. And he's cute. He's a cute guy. She's like 33. I think he might be 26 or 27. They've been together for 4 years and they got engaged. She said, it's crazy that he actually was able to surprise me with this because I'm so in control of everything at all times. But he did manage to surprise proposal her and she likes the ring. And
I bought you a ring with your money, but you don't know that. Is that what she's talking about?
No, just that he was able to surprise her with the proposal. It doesn't say anything about who paid for ring. But
well, I don't know why he wouldn't be able to get away with proposing that she would know about. Okay.
Let me see if I can find her quote.
Such a weird thing.
She says, I'm not easy to surprise because I love to control every situation and I had completely surrendered to this thing. He was taking her on like an adventure.
Oh, okay.
And this was, he revealed, she was on Good Morning America, it looks like last Wednesday, and she said he got down on one knee during their recent trip to Asia. So they were somewhere and he found a way to make it happen.
Okay.
And keep her surprised about it. I don't know if, like, I'm in control means she's got to, like, go, you know, comb through what he's packed. Make sure he has what he needs.
I was just taking a stab at him. Well, he had to buy it with my money. I mean,
it's hard to surprise
me. No one's heard of his band.
Well, he's a little bit of a Nepo baby. His dad was a TV executive, and he lived evidently in his parents' house when they met. Like, he was living at home when he met Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
he's not that old, though. I mean, there's plenty of 22-year-olds living at home with their parents.
Yeah.
So.
But.
All right.
So Miley went on Kimmel. On Thursday night of last week, and talked about a phobia that she has, which I'll be interested to hear if anybody has ever heard of this before. I feel like the name kind of gives it away a little. Papyrophobia.
Fear of the paparazzi?
That's what I was going to say.
P-A-P-Y.
Fear of paper?
Fear of paper. She says... That, and she didn't say, I had to look it up. I was like, what is a fear of paper? So, and we all have phobias. There's no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, clowns.
I don't think I have any phobias.
Really?
But whatever.
Well,
you're perfect. We all know that.
Sometimes you don't know that you have a fear until you're standing. I mean, did you repel that day? Could you have repelled? See, like for me, I don't know if I could have without having to, like for no reason, rappel down a building. Mm-mm.
Right.
Because I get that pee-pee feeling when I lean over the top of a building. I'm like, I don't, this railing could be a little higher. I don't know, like this, maybe. So lots of people have that fear of heights or fear of small spaces.
Yeah, but paper?
I know. So this is what she says.
Is the fear like paper cuts?
No.
Or putting opinions actually, down that, you know, someone might be able to hold into your face at a later date?
She describes it. She actually gagged while describing it.
Oh, jeez.
On Jimmy Kimmel. She says it's caused such a problem in her daily life that she's even, yeah, that she's even known for being a Grinch at Christmas time. She doesn't want to touch wrapping paper.
Wait, this Miley Cyrus is afraid of paper.
She says she has... It doesn't even sound like it's fear. It sounds like it's just an aversion. She says she has an issue with how it feels and the way it sounds, especially if it's touched by dry hands, which, of course, in the winter, we all have.
Yeah, I do.
Dry hands. She says there does need to be some sort of an intervention, and I'm going to look into maybe EDMR or getting hypnotized. What's EDMR?
It's this.
Can you look up that acronym? Because I knew you were going to know.
It's like rapid eye movement therapy.
Oh. Hmm.
It's all the rage.
Really? And it's supposed to cure you of the things that bother you.
It's electronic discharge monitoring reports.
Okay. That's not helpful at all.
It's eye. Well, this is what it says. It's eye movement. And
oh, it is an eye movement.
Desensitization.
Hmm.
I learned about it on Mormon Wives, so I don't have all the facts.
Oh. Well, maybe she learned about it there, too. She says she wants to look into it.
One of the things that I mention when I talk about certain things that bug me or I have trouble with is that these are situations, like, she's a rich enough person and has enough of a great life that she's finding nonsense to be tripped out about. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure she's a badass, I think. Mm-hmm. And as someone who's tackled all kinds of challenges already in her short life, I believe she could beat this paper thing if she really put her mind to it. But sometimes we like to have...
Well, she doesn't light it on fire. And yes, we have our little thing that makes us
my little
special.
Bedding, you know, problem mm-hmm. would go away real fast if I found myself living on the streets. Trust me.
Right.
Like, we all, at our base level, just want to survive and we'll figure it the hell out.
It is true. They do say that there are a lot of things that don't exist when your body and your person is under stress. That
right.
there are, if your concerns are such, it's so funny. I always think about my cousins have a diary from their dad's like great grandfather. So it's like 1890, say. And this dude in his diary and the thing, and it was not just a diary. It was like, you know, the log of the things that have to be done to survive. Like, I got to chop a cord of wood and haul it in. I got to go get water. I mean, there's all these, like, our lives don't include that kind of stuff. Our
right.
lives are like, I got to run to the grocery store where there's everything you could ever want to stick in your face. Like, it's just, as the easier life gets, the more time our minds have to focus on things that
nonsense
would fall away
yep.
quickly.
Right.
It's so funny. I know a ton of vegetarians. Hi, California. And I always think, you know, when the zombie apocalypse comes, you eat the rabbit stew I made or you don't.
That's exactly my point.
Right.
Exactly. Is that, yes, Miley gets to be afraid of paper because she can be.
Right. So she goes on. She says there does need to be some sort of intervention. I'm going to look into maybe EDMR or getting hypnotized because it's affecting my everyday life. She's even thrown away handwritten letters because of this fear. She prefers text, email, or phone calls. And she thinks cardboard's the worst. Sometimes cardboard does have that scritchy thing going on. She makes her fiance open all packages outside the house.
Oh my God.
Okay, don't even start. You're of all the people on the show with quirks.
With the stuff,
got the
right.
most. Mm-hmm.
Her two exceptions are smooth wax paper and rolling paper.
Oh, doobie weed. Right.
I know. I was like, that feels
convenient.
That's just super papery. I would think you'd be
Ew,
a pipe
you
girl.
Lick it.
But, so papyrophobia, like papyrus. Papyrophobia.
I didn't see that when you said the word, but okay.
Yeah. I didn't say it great. I'll try and say things great. when we play our game about phobias. Oh, did you know? Because I picked up my pad and my pen. Okay. You're like, oh, she's got a game for this. All right.
You got a glint in your eye.
I'll give you multiple choice, okay? And some of these are, you may have heard of. Like, I got rid of, you know, acrophobia and agoraphobia, things that people talk about. Claustrophobia is out. Come on. How about this one? Ophidiophobia. Ophidiophobia. It means fear of birds, fear of cats, fear of eyes, or fear of snakes. Ophidiophobia.
Eyes.
Eyes.
How do you spell it?
O-P-H-I-D-I-O. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't look it up anyways because then it would give you the answer. Ophidiophobia.
You guys said eyes?
They both said eyes.
What were the other ones?
Birds, cats, eyes, or snakes.
I'll just say snakes.
It's snakes. That was just a guess? Or do you secretly know all the phobias?
No. I have a phobia of phobias. No, I don't.
Wonder if that's a thing.
Definitely a thing.
Here we go. Trypanophobia. T-R-Y-P-A-N-O. Trypanophobia. Is it the fear of getting shots or injections? Speed? Swamps? Or loud voices? Trypanophobia. Is it a fear of getting shots, injections, speed, swamps, or loud voices?
I'll say loud voices.
All right.
C.
Swamps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was also thinking loud voices.
It's getting shots and injections.
No.
Sorry, no points assigned on that one. Oh.
Darn.
How about mysophobia? M-Y-S-O phobia. Mysophobia. Is it the fear of music? The fear of germs or contamination? The fear of talking? The fear of long words? Mysophobia. Music, germs and contamination, talking, or long words?
I'm going talking.
I'll say long words.
I'll say D.
Long words?
Is that what it...
That was the last one, yeah. It's germs and contamination, which I guess... Do we just call someone germophobic because we just took germ and said you're afraid of it? Mysophobia is the fear of germs and contamination. How about nyctophobia? N-Y-C-T-O. Nyctophobia. Is it the fear of swimming, darkness, silence, or sleep? Maybe I should give you guys fewer choices. Nyctophobia. Swimming, darkness, silence, or sleep. A lot of people have fear of silence, you know? When people just like chatter aimlessly because they're like, I gotta fill the silence.
I'll say darkness.
Darkness, all right.
Sleep.
Sleep.
I'll say sleep too.
It's darkness.
Oh, fudge.
All right. Yeah. Maddie and Bob both on the board with 1 point apiece. How about cynophobia? C-Y-N-O. Cynophobia. Refers to fear of dogs, being judged, medicine, or thunderstorms. Cynophobia, C-Y-N-O.
I'm going to say medicine.
Medicine. Dogs, being judged, medicine, or thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms.
What was it? One more time.
Dogs, being judged, medicine.
I'll say being judged.
It's dogs.
Oh.
Cynophobia.
I'm not recognizing any of these roots.
Yeah, me neither.
I know. How about this one? What is pogonophobia the fear of? Beards, pogo sticks, police officers, or pointy objects? Pogonophobia. Beards, pogo sticks, police officers, or pointy objects?
I had a pogo stick thing when I was a boy, so I'll just go pogo sticks. Mm.
The popo, the police.
The other one.
Beards or pointy objects?
Pointy objects.
It's beards.
Boy,
wow.
I'm going to quit this game.
Yeah, we suck.
I'll either make it easier or maybe I'll just narrow it down to like two choices. Is it this or that?
The roots aren't lending towards guessing at all, and that's what this game is, so it's really blind.
It's a bummer, man. Martha Stewart, you know, speaking of people who just like need attention and want to be dramatic.
Oh.
She says she's been struck by lightning 3 times.
What? Is she saying metaphorically?
No. Yeah. She's not. She says she's actually been struck by lightning 3 times.
I've heard that if you get struck once, you're more likely to get struck again.
Is that true? Because you're like an idiot who stands in a field during a thunderstorm and, you know, with holding a metal rod. You're
holding a golf club over your head.
No, I think it has something to do with like your electric pulses.
Or, like you're an attractant now. Who knows? That's probably true. I believe it.
Yeah.
So lightning has tried to kill her 3 times. She says in a podcast interview, she detailed all 3 strikes. The first time she was doing dishes when she saw the lightning enter her pipes and come surging out of her faucet.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I really don't. I feel like, did she just, like, in what world does she have, like, exposed piping that's, you know what I mean? Like, where, what do you mean it hit it where and then came out of your faucet? Like, did it hit your well in your backyard? Like, I don't get this. I don't understand, but I believe her.
She wouldn't lie.
She says that she was hit in the stomach. It came out of her faucet, hit her in the stomach, and it threw her back. She was knocked to the floor. The second time, she got zapped in the ear when a bolt of lightning came through her phone.
I thought that was like an old wives' tale.
Okay.
Dude, I'm guessing a landline.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was picturing cell phone at first, but now I'm rethinking
it. I was thinking, oh, no, was it one of those ones with a long
antenna? Don't you remember? My parents wouldn't let us get on the phone when there was a lightning storm.
Is that so?
No, yeah. I don't remember that at all. I don't remember that at all. I didn't grow up with lightning
storms.
We
had a lot of thunderstorms. Yeah, so.
Mom and dad were like, stay off the phone for the next hour.
No. We once had our dog and our duck got hit by lightning at on our farm once.
They both die?
No, the duck was... Feathers flew off, but was fine. The dog, it set off epilepsy in the dog, and he did die a couple years later.
God.
Oh.
Were you allowed to shower when it was thunderstorming? Because I had some friends growing up who weren't allowed to shower.
No, I could shower. It was.
Well, you don't have thunderstorms. Oh, I guess in Boston you have thunderstorms.
Yeah, we don't have them here in the way that you would be warned to
Your
stay
mom
off the
would
phone.
Say. Please come in, there's thunder and lightning, and your dog will be losing his mind down in the basement. Just get in the basement. They hate that. They like, you know, 4th of July drives dogs crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderstorms drive dogs crazy. Martha says that the 3rd time she was hit, she was in her garden. She, that one to me is the most believable of all of them, but I'm sure she's not lying about it.
Why are you so sure?
I really don't know. She just seems so trustworthy.
She's definitely myth building either way. This will continue on.
Here's more of the myth.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. When Martha finally does go, I mean, not necessarily by lightning, she wants to be chucked into a hole on her property and composted like her horses, which I went, like her horses? Wait, what? So here's the quote.
Oh.
When one of my horses dies, we dig a giant hole really deep in one of my fields. The horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet, an enormous one, I assume, like parachute size, and very carefully dropped down into this giant, lovely grave.
Because you wouldn't push a dead horse into a hole. You need to gently
lower it. So maybe they have some way of doing that. I've never buried a horse, so I really don't know. I don't even know what you would do, like if horse
died.
Big,
deep hole.
Yes, it would have to be a very deep hole. And they weigh a ton.
And then it would sink after the horse.
You could always put more dirt on top. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Vincent, what's coming up in the news? On that note,
we're
done here. I think our work here is done.
Happens with people.
Photo hacks for this holiday season, because you'll be taking lots of pictures and more after these.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Life gets a lot easier once you start using Shipt same-day delivery. With Shipt, order from your fave national and local stores handled by shoppers who are detail-oriented and reliable. While they hand-select everything on your list, you get peace of mind and time back for anything. An extra cup of coffee, an extra hour to work out, an extra moment in your day to enjoy your way. Sound nice? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency, and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's a good song. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know if you know this yet, but you can actually check us out on YouTube live. We are live now. We're streaming the show live every day. At the end of the day, apparently the whole show becomes just a file on there, and you can click it and scroll through it. So exciting.
Did you turn us off during commercials this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just throw up like an Alice thing and there's no audio.
Right.
Okay.
So if you see just the Alice thing, and actually I was able to, because we were in commercials when I first finally got the live feed up there. You have to click on live on our YouTube page, and it's youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. So I clicked on it. It was on this pink Alice thing, but I was able to rewind and watch the break from before. So it's like, it's a super... You can do with it what you will. Pause it when you want to. Start it back up. Mom, it's perfect for
easy
you.
Use.
Yes.
Nice to hear.
Fantastic. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club this Thursday, 6 a.m. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Love Actually. Get yourself caught up on that one. Join us next Thursday and be ready to look. Yes, this Thursday. And be ready to let us know what you think of Love Actually on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation is spreading cheer by supporting Alameda County organizations like Castro Valley Outreach, Open Heart Kitchen, and more. From warm meals to food drives, these organizations help families thrive. Learn how Fremont Bank Foundation gives back at FremontBank.com/giving. Here's what's happening. Pretty overcast in downtown San Francisco, but we should see mostly sunny skies throughout the Bay Area today and a high in the very low 60s. So
Sounds good.
There's that. And as you guys mentioned, it was cold. I know I mentioned that it was really nice over the weekend, but also like I got in the water or was changing into my wetsuit at like 6:30 and it was 30 something degrees.
Oh
like,
my God.
On the side
in the
of the
air,
road.
Right.
In the air. Yeah. But it was just, it is cold right now, but it's been nice. Mm. Yeah, I don't know about that though.
So you're literally warmer in the water.
Literally warmer. Oh, yes. Wow. Yep.
So crazy.
So anyway, mostly sunny today, should be throughout the Bay Area. The 49ers had a bye over the weekend, and Monday Night Football tonight has Philly at LA Chargers, 5:15 game time. There's that.
Did you watch the Buffalo game at all yesterday?
I got to see some of it, but I got pulled out of the house for Christmas tree shopping.
It was my beginning of the Christmas season.
The snowfall was profound.
So fluffy, like it was like big fluffy snowballs floating instead of snowflakes. I love, there's something about playing football in the snow that really does it for me.
Well, and I didn't realize this because I don't follow the Buffalo team, but I guess their new stadium is going to be indoors. And so I heard the announcers say something like, this might be the last snow game for the Buffalo fans. And I thought, that's unfortunate.
It kind of is.
I know that it's one of those things, if you're a fan, you'd want a nice experience. But Buffalo has always seemed to be the place where shirts are off.
We don't care how cold it is.
They're pouring, you know, ice cold water over a shirtless guy at a... So
right.
I guess that's going away.
Which is too bad. But well, I honestly, that is a cold city. And I'm sure that the fans there are going to be pretty stoked to be in a heated stadium.
Yeah, suddenly. But that, you know.
And rains there. Like, there's always some crappy weather thing.
We're not a sports show, but I do realize that many people would say that's their advantage, that they live and work
train there,
in
right.
horrible weather. And someone like, you
Miami
know.
Miami comes up and they're.
Exactly.
They're like, what's happening?
We'll take the L.
Yeah, we're just not going to go. We hear it snow that day. Can't do it.
5 hacks for looking great in holiday photos all month long. I wish I'd looked at this before Winterland on Thursday night because, you know, we take a lot of photos and I would like to send people home with not a ridiculous image from me. Mm-hmm. You can look as ridiculous as you want. It's your photo. But anyway, they say angle your body just slightly. Don't stand straight on for a photo. Turn your body a little. I've already blown it.
Oh, you stand there.
I just stand there straight.
Into your sides.
It's actually ridiculous the way you pose.
It is.
Oh, my.
He literally doesn't pose. He just.
I stand here.
I'm this present.
Is it. I can't believe you just said that to me. I'm trying so hard.
Okay, so now I'm going to angle my body slightly. Go on. What else?
Drop your shoulders and take a breath. It helps you look less rigid and softens your expression by getting rid of that tense photo face.
Okay.
Find the best light. You can have the best pose, but if the lighting is horrible, it's not going to matter.
There were a lot of, I looked at a lot of photos as, you know, people turn their phone around, they're looking at it. I'm like, oh God, my nose is just shadowing the whole bottom of my face. All that overhead lighting.
Lean in and create a connection. If you're posing for a photo with close family or friends, put your arm around someone or hold a little kid's hand. But lean in. Create a connection. Mm. Be close. I'm watching. There's a photo of me and my brother when we were like, I don't know, 7 and 9 or something. And we're in Monterey. We're on a family trip in Monterey. And I am holding my arm around him, but you can see I've got 6 inches between my arm and his skin.
Mm.
And that is what my daughter is doing to her little sister. And I think, boy, that is just,
aww.
What is this?
Mm.
We feel like we can't actually be kind and love our family.
To our very closest people.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. No, sibling tension is real.
So dumb.
Even if later in life you're really, really close, it is, I don't know what it is. It's like a primal urge to dominate the others.
And Sarah's got this one on lock as I give you the things that will help you take better photos this holiday season. Act silly. Lighten the mood. It might make other people in the photo genuinely laugh too, and then you've got a real moment captured
I actually do try to do that because everyone just stands there like, ah. I'm like, get the paparazzi out of here.
Go on, Bob.
Sarah does a great job at keeping the variety going.
Yes.
I think maybe you should hold each pose for a second longer though. Because you end up just being like, dancing all around, and then you're blurry in all the pictures.
That's a lot of the time. There it is.
That's the design.
I know. Oh my God. We had the best photobomb picture. It's me in my Santa suit with my girlfriend Sherry, and Bob is. Did you look at those photos live when you're touching? She's bopping around behind us, like literally banging off the walls in this hallway where we took this picture. You have to do that. It's so funny.
Very funny.
Bob, it was a big appearance for her, I think. I also think on the onstage, the inside info she had about Alex Warren and presented it to the crowd before saying, and ladies and gentlemen, Alex Warren, I thought it was great. I didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
I would have like had to print out his wiki page in order to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was so fun. And as soon as we came out there and the girls in the front row knew, you know, what the deal was, that he was up next, and they were there for him. They were so excited. That made me so excited.
Yeah, it was a great night. I actually wish that, because it was our first real night out together, all of us, as a morning show, the four of us, and it's just hard to talk in there, and I sort of wish that we had an after party to go to or something.
Same.
Would have been fun.
Pantone's.
Okay.
Color of the year for 2026. Oh,
got it. Pantone.
Is white.
What color white, though?
Technically, the color is called Cloud Dancer.
I mean, can I look?
Let me see if I can get it to come up.
Matt, it'll put it up for us on the screen. There's, when you say I want to paint something white, there's that annoying person who says, there's 150 of white.
Well, that annoying person is right, though, that if you go into a store and ask for white, they'll show you. And I didn't know this because I've also gone to a place to get white paint. They're like, well, this one has yellows. This one has blues.
Yep.
You have to know what the underlying color is, which will pull that out. And I'm just going, I just wanted white, bro.
Yeah, just white.
This looks really white.
It's they call it a natural white. It is.
They're calling it a white neutral, okay, which takes out those what I just mentioned, that there's yellows or underlying colors that will really pop next to it.
It is funny. They lay it across, and it's, what is it, Cloud Dancer?
It's called Cloud Dancer.
Look at it. They took the swatch and they laid it over a blue sky that has clouds in it, and it does seem to be the perfect cloud color. It's sort of like, it's almost like the shadow of a cloud on a sunny day.
Pantone says, a lofty white neutral whose aerated presence acts as a whisper of calm and peace in a noisy world. It symbolizes a calming influence in a society rediscovering the value of quiet reflection. I will say, using white, I understand why people want to use color because, color.
Yeah. Pretty.
But using white can be wonderful.
Really stunning.
Really, really good.
Yes.
I have a lot of white in my life, and I just think it's easy.
Yeah. It feels clean, and you can...
That's it.
You can make changes in a room that's painted white really easily just with a few strategically placed pops of color. Change out your cushions on your couch or... You have all white walls, don't you, Maddie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's nice. Because then you could go crazy with like your navy blue velvet couch with the big gold pillows for West Virginia.
You got it.
Yeah.
Mountaineers, baby.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Next time your to-do list is too dang long, use Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt is a one-stop shopping and delivery solution for, well, just about anything. Groceries? Shopped and delivered carefully by awesome shoppers from your neighborhood grocer. Pet supplies? Picked up and dropped to your door from PetSmart. Crafts, tools, medicine? All deliverable from Michaels, Lowe's Home Improvement, CVS, and so many other stores. Ready to get things done? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
One in four Americans pretty much always have music on. One in four.
Oh, I would say I don't always have music on.
I've grown up with and around people who do that, where there isn't a moment. And it almost feels like there's something wrong because they feel like that need to have input.
Right.
It's just an earlier version of what might be screen. The same thing for screens today, where someone... A quiet moment will cause someone to grab my phone and look at it real quick or whatever. Like,
that is interesting. I feel like one in four is high to always have music on, but we all know that person that, like, I wouldn't even, if I went over someone's house and I was sitting down just chatting for, you know, before dinner or whatever, it would not necessarily occur to me that we weren't listening to music. But like my friend Sherry, she's like, oh, are we not going to play music? I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry. I forgot to put it on.
Yeah, I think that in I noticed it in younger people more, you know, like when we were kids, the kids that I grew up with especially because a lot of times it was heavy metal or punk rock, you'd go, wow, even at bedtime, huh? And some people just have to have something on. A new poll asked people how often they listen, and 1 in 4 said, always. I never have quiet time.
I actually really appreciate quiet time, but I think that's because we wear headphones for 5 hours a day.
It's a big part of it, I believe.
Yeah, I just want to give my ears a break for a minute.
I do listen to music daily.
Yeah, of course.
And often, and some days, most of the day.
Right.
But I don't have to have it on at all times, and that is what they're after here.
Depends what I'm doing, you know? If I'm reading a book, I don't want to listen to music. But if I'm doing a puzzle, or if I'm out in the garden, sometimes I put my headphones on and rock out.
Yeah, but I'll give you an example. But if you get out to the garden and you start working, do you go, I can't do this without music. I got to go back in and get some. Like, that's what I mean. I think
I totally get that. It's not a necessity, but if my stuff's right there and I'm going out and I have a second, put those in.
Yeah, I'm happy when I've thought of it, but I also won't stop what I'm doing and go get it for that reason. 800-400-3697. Maddie's the producer of the show and reads the texts.
From the 907, the very first time I drove my car on my own, I had to turn the radio on for background noise. I've been listening to the radio both when I drive and at my job ever since, over 20 years.
Oh, that's interesting. When I first got my license, I, for the first time in my life, just was like, oh, I had to turn off the radio.
I sometimes turn off whatever's on when I'm in the city because I just have to be hearing everything
if
and seeing
happens,
everything.
Yeah, right,
I just
forget,
like, ay, ay, ay.
I'll turn it off too. Uh-huh. That's funny. It's just because it can be a distraction. If you're like, I feel like I need to concentrate. There's something going on. I'm in a jam or whatever it is.
Well, you
I'll
get
just turn
to
it off
a
first
point
thing.
Where the Ubers are stopping, Waymos are driving by, pedestrians are jumping off of curbs, and you start to go, well, I start to go,
I'm overwhelmed.
I have to lock in.
Yep.
That's all.
650, good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Maddie. Thank you for bringing back the video feed.
Oh.
Bob says she doesn't have phobias, but she does have an aversion to cash and CEOs. That's Sheila and Dale City.
That's a reference to Maddie, the CEO, I believe.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, no, she said straight up one day that you shouldn't date CEOs.
Oh.
She doesn't like
Oh, I thought that was another dig at Maddie.
No. Well,
just a coincidence.
Yeah, right.
Because he goes, I don't remember what I was ranting about, but he goes, you know, I'm a CEO. I was like, oh, yeah.
Forgot about that. No, you know, present company accepted.
No, she has an aversion to me a little bit.
Well, did you hear her review of my photo post?
Oh, I know.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
Ouch.
She speaks what she thinks and speaks.
I will tell you, though, Bob, it's a huge improvement over the old way he used to take a photo.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
You do know what I'm talking
about. I don't know what you're talking
about. Tell me. I need the lore.
Just give it to the camera right there, Vinny. It's,
you mean that?
That's the one.
Oh, that's
every freaking photo he was in the first 10 years we were together.
At Costco, it's so funny that I go, can you count me down for the photo? And she goes, okay. 3, 2, 1, and I went, and just threw a total,
he does,
you know,
this thing
mangle
with his
face.
Mouth, or he like pulls his lip way over to the side, and he's like,
and she goes, oh no. Oh no, that's what I want. I want you to keep that. Thank you.
That's what I have to give you.
I loved it.
So
though,
we should actually be appreciative that he just,
well, no, I can tell now. It's that he's trying to be on his best behavior when he does Vinny Pencil Stick.
Vinny Pencil Stick.
I just don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. I don't want to have anyone coming in going, oh, God, this guy's going to put his arm around me now. Or this guy's, you know what I mean? Or he's opened his
like
big
that.
Trap and I smell his breath or whatever, you know?
He's standing like that in the photo where Sting is humping him, too.
It goes way back.
Yeah.
So is that still your Costco photo on your...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I can bring it to you.
I would like to see a picture of that, please.
Uh-huh. No problem. Any more texts? Are we?
No. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the giant merge everyone is talking about, plus Christmas, and what's it called? Football.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
Alice at 97.3.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up. They lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency, and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.